headline here. Biden regime says it will try to end Trump's remain in Mexico policy. Biden administration regime says it will try to end it. Because apparently we don't have enough refugee immigrants here in the U.S. We just got to keep doing it. We just have to keep doing it. So let's get rid of any measure for trying to keep people out. Just open the doors wide up. Just open the doors wide open. Don't even try it. Don't even try to fake it at this point. By the way, Don Huffines had a great interview with Tucker Carlson. It wasn't a long one, but Don Huffines had a great interview on Tucker tonight. He's getting more and more press. The Huffines train is on the loose. Get on or get off. Get on or get out of the way. What the hell does that mean? Get on or get off. That's really what you do on a train. All right. Let's see. So that's not a big shock. I mean, this headline is just fantastic. Ice cream leader Biden hands out ice cream at baseball game while infrastructure negotiations intensify. Like, do we really need a congressional baseball game to try and, like, there? We already realize you guys are all on the same team. This, all you're doing is wasting time, money, and effort. Of course, they don't do anything anyway, which is why I hope the government shuts down tonight. Because it's absolutely pointless. But ice cream leader Joe Biden made a surprise visit to the congressional baseball game. It actually wasn't a surprise visit. Biden actually thought he was going to Luby's. That's how Jill got him in the car. She's like, hey, Joe, do you want to go to Luby's? It's late, but I really like their chicken. Okay, we'll go to Luby's. And then they showed up at the congressional baseball game. He's like, oh, Jill, you got me. Now I'm here at this stupid thing. Because, you know, he would just be so mad about it. And so, of course, the breathless reporting by BBC senior North American reporter Anthony Zucker saying Joe Biden hands out ice cream to supporters of the Democratic and Republican. You know, if there was a Republican there, he would have thrown the ice cream at him. Here's your ice cream, you stupid idiot. Come on, man. Shut up. No, actually, I guarantee you, if Biden found a Republican supporter at the baseball game, he would have eaten that ice cream in front of him. Hey, Jack, I'm going to eat your ice cream in front of you. That's what you get for voting for a xenophobic racist. You know he would do something terrible like that, because he's just a terrible human being. Let's just be real. He's a terrible human being, so that's what he would do. Let's see. We have news that is breaking from Jack Posobiec. Joe Manchin has proposed a deal that includes Fed ending quantitative easing program. I mean, does Joe Manchin just want to set the whole thing on fire by doing that? There's no way in hell they're going to end quantitative easing. Because if they, well, maybe they do, because as soon as they do end quantitative easing, the entire economy just collapse. Just collapses on itself. It already is doing that now. But you want to end quantitative easing? Are you out of your mind? I mean, I want it to end, but there's no way anybody's going to do that. You people are nuts. Joe Manchin, what are you? You had the crazy pills this morning. Let's see.
Well, Pelosi did say the government shutdown was not going to happen because she could find common grounds with Manchin.
I don't know what that is. I mean, they're
$12 pints of ice cream and a big box of wine.
I don't know. Does Manchin like ice cream? I don't know about that. I mean, we don't have the intelligence on that.
Wait, we know what it is. Nancy's going to give up some of her funding so he can become governor of West Virginia.
Yeah, he could at this. Well, I mean, he might get become governor of West Virginia. You never know. But he, I don't know about that. No, I agree with you. There's no way on this earth would they allow quantitative easing to end? I just think it's hysterical that they decide that he decided to throw that in there. I mean, he's just that guy now. He's just throwing stuff out there to see what happens. What if we end quantitative easing? And everybody's like, shut up, Joe. Hey, Manchin, just sit in the back and vote the way we tell you to.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, if they do something like that, that is cause for what Mike Church has been talking about, the great reset with the economy crashing, when he talked about it this morning, how they're trying to absolutely do that. I mean, that would be absolutely insane if they tried to end quantitative. Like, overnight, the entire thing would just collapse. Let's see here. All right. Yeah, I was reading this headline. Liz Cheney apologizes to General Miley Cyrus for despicable questioning from fellow Republicans. It's the most annoying thing about politics. I don't even know how people can stay in the machine, in the matrix, the left versus right paradigm, when they're going, when you have people like Liz Cheney, warmonger, drone striking Liz Cheney, who runs around and pretends to be a Republican, although there's enough people that support her type of her neoconish thinking. That's even more disconcerting. But anyway, she apologized to General Miley Cyrus for what she called the despicable questioning of top military generals by fellow Republican lawmakers during a congressional hearing. Oh, really? The markets aren't doing too well? Our man S.E. Iceman's telling us that the markets are not happy with this fight going on. And after they opened their mouths, this it went from positive to negative 440. Well, the markets are going to absolutely just... I already told you, I have an annuity in the market, and I am so... Of course, I did this, what? 8 years ago. So I can't touch it till I'm 60. But, I mean, just seeing how I'm probably, like, the money I have in my annuity is probably just going to go away. And it's not a lot. It's just some leftover remnants of from when my father passed away or when my father died. But, after that, I don't know where this money's going to go. It's just going to just disappear. So, hopefully the Crusader Investment Club, which I encourage you all to join, if you haven't, contact the chicken lady in the chat room when she's there and talk to her about it. Or S.E. Iceman, too. He's part of it. He's one of the advisors. But chicken lady is the one you send your money to. You send your money to the chicken lady. That's what you do. You send your money to the chicken lady, and the chicken lady takes the money, and she invests it. It's a chat room name. It's not like her code name. Code name is chicken lady. You have to find... Sounds like a bad spoof of the Matrix. You have to find the key maker. You have to find the chicken lady. Chicken lady is how you get the money. oh, yeah. So, yeah, the markets aren't having a lot of fun with that. You can ask, if you have questions about it, you can ask S.E. Iceman. You can email David Simpson, or you can ask the chicken lady about him. Because that's money stuff, and, well, I don't really know that much about it. Let's see here. What other headlines do we have here on the Barrett Brief on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to go out and say it. This segment of the program is brought to you by you. That's right. You are sponsoring this segment of the program because of your amazing job in fundraising. So this segment of the program is brought to you by you. So thank you. It's one of the very few times in Crusader history that you guys, well, you guys sponsor every segment, but you guys are directly sponsoring it, so there are no other sponsors this time. Yes, you have to knock two times, spin in a circle, and ask for the chicken lady. And she may show up. She said, I'm actually excited. I can't wait to see the chicken lady next week. Unfortunately, I am not going to be there Thursday night. I'm not getting to New Hampshire until Friday morning because I am going to make a pit stop in Rhode Island. Because I haven't seen my family in 2 years. So it's only a 2-hour drive from Rhode Island to New Hampshire. So I can hang out with them Thursday night. And then I'll see you guys Friday morning. Well, if you have to see the Iceman, that's some bad stuff, because your body's writing checks. Your mouth is writing checks your body can't cash. And then you got to do the snapper shut. I can't really do it. I can't really tell you on radio. Got to do the clenching of the jaws. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's see here. House votes to suspend debt ceiling again, although it's unlikely to pass by the Senate. But what the hell? Might as well just start passing these bills anyway. So if you didn't think the United States Postal Service was slow enough, headline from Kristen Holmes of CNN, the USPS, the United States Postal Service, is going to slow down mail deliveries starting Friday, which the obvious answer is, I already thought they were slowing down the mail. Ho-ho! Ba-doom-ching! Americans across the country could start seeing slowdowns in mail delivery across the country. She literally wrote across the country twice. Do you guys have editors at CNN? Listen to this sentence. I kid you not. Americans across the country could start seeing slowdowns in mail delivery across the country as early as Friday. What the hell kind of sentence is that? I mean, if Rick Barrett of the Barrett Brief is calling out your grammar and sentence structure, you know it's a bad way. But anyway, the U.S. Postal Service is going to implement its new service standards, right? The mail's already been slow. It's already called snail mail. How much slower is it going to get? Was it sloth mail? You know what? It's crazy that the part in Zootopia where the sloth is doing the DMV work. Yeah, came true. The changes, which include longer first-class mail delivery times and cuts to post office hours, are part of an embattled Post Office General Louis DeJoy's 10-year plan for the agency that he unveiled earlier this year. Sloth mail, right? Am I saying that that's the right answer to the sloth? It's not snail mail, it's sloth mail. But according to USPS spokesperson Kim Frum, the service changes won't affect about 60% of first-class mail and nearly all periodicals. You all know where this is going. Well, first-class mail used to be 2 days, but if you upgrade to super-duper first-class mail, we can get it there. We can get it there in the same time as the old one. It's just a way to get more money out of you. They're not going to call it first-class mail. They're going to call it, like, super-duper priority or something. You know, the post office is not going to come up with something actually intelligent. Instead of priority mail, it'll be special you mail or something stupid like that. So that's not a shock. Let's see. Ex-Olympic swimmer pleads guilty to felony in Capitol riot. Who's the ex-swimmer? Cleet Kelly, 39, of Colorado Springs, admitted to a single count of obstruction for participating in the riot. Which is so dumb. But there you go. More people are being given felonies for all this nonsensical stuff. There's the chat room. There's our sloth. There's your new USPS mail attendant. Yep. Judge tosses out suit challenging vaccine mandate for police in Denver. Because you cannot go against the First Church of the COVID vaccine. You're going to lose.